Old apps, new tricks.
Oh, I like it. Plus, I'll show you how to take photos in the dark.
And I found a robot therapist.
It's time for iOS Today. It's about time.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
iOS Today is brought to you by Hover. Register a domain name and build your online brand with Hover. Visit hover.com/TWiT to get 10% off your first purchase on any domain extension for the entire first year. And by Aftershocks, unbelievably comfortable open-ear headphones. Hear music and crystal-clear phone calls like never before. Visit iostoday.aftershocks.com and use the code iostoday for $50 off the tech bundle. And by Oura Ring, the most accurate sleep and activity tracker. Visit auraring.com and use code TWIT for $50 off your purchase. iOS Today time. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leah Laporte.
Good to see you once again. I'm glad to see you're wearing your puffy shirt.
Yeah, the sleeves flap around. If I need to fly away, I can. This is a show where we talk about iOS stuff, but after Leo comments on my clothing.
Right. It's become part of the morning ritual.
Yes, exactly.
You know, don't you do that, though? Hello, Mrs. Looper. It's a lovely dress you're wearing.
Right. It's like, it's our hi, guys.
Yeah, we don't do hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Like, you got to say it faster. Hi, guys.
Comment on Megan's shirt.
iOS means the iPad, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, and the Apple TV. Go ahead. Do that at home.
Yeah. It's like YMCA.
YMCA. And today we're going to do, I think this is going to be a fun one.
I think so too.
Apps that you've known and used for a long time. And of course, app developers are always adding new features. It's old apps, but new tricks. Mm-hmm. And Megan has quite a few of them.
I do. So first, I want to just start with the new Slack logo, which is an old app and a new
trick. We talked a little bit about this the other day. And I've gotten, I guess, used to it, even though it looks like rainbow water drops.
But they changed it again.
What?
I was looking at
the new logo?
I don't think you've even updated Slack, because if you look, it's now got a white background. It's no longer that eggplant
plum. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, because I thought I saw the Slack logo on your iPad, and it hadn't been updated.
It has on my iPhone. Maybe not on the... Wow.
So that's it.
Thank you, Slack. Wow.
People can't... I mean, it's... You look at it... I look at it a lot. I look at that icon. And it still looks too much like the Google Photos icon.
To me, it's too busy. That's really my real problem with it, it's just... There seems like there's a lot going on. In fact, if there's the Slack logo, if you squint a little bit, it just looks like a blot, kind of a blob. I like, this is an interesting issue, and of course designers will go on and on about this kind of thing. But I was told when we designed our TWiT logo, which as you can see, in fact, it's on the back of my, not the gear part, but just the little guy in there. I was told, make it so simple that you could embroider it on a hat, put it on a bumper sticker, make a rubber stamp out of it. You want something without a lot of detail that's very recognizable and that's easy to put in a variety of media. And I guess, I mean, the Slack logo is not that complicated, but size also, you should be distinctive at any size. And that's hard to do.
I agree.
We go on and on about the album art. You know, we spend hours discussing our TWiT album art. Because I'm of the opinion that sometimes gets very small in iTunes and other podcast applications, and it has to be distinctive even if it's tiny.
And it used to have our pictures on it, and it doesn't anymore.
What?
Didn't it? Remember all of our faces used to be on there?
There's a schism within the company over whether it should have pictures or not. I was the one who put the pictures on there, but that was 15 years ago, and I guess people feel like they're kind of out of date now. So
All right. So
Anthony is our creative director. He's replacing that with whatever he darn well wishes.
I mean, mostly I don't like to see how my face ages over the years and have to update that
for
cartoon.
You. And it's a cartoon. We got Nitrozak to do those of Nitrozak and Snaggy fame. And she does such a great job with it. And I thought it was kind of You know, so if you ever get covered in the Wall Street Journal, if they ever do an article about you, one of the cool things that happens is they'll do one of those ink dot images of you. And, you know, if that's an honor. You save that forever. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to do something like that for our hosts. Like, oh, it's a real honor. Now you're an official host because you have a Nitrozac portrait of you.
Should I then frame that?
Yeah.
Okay. I do love her work.
She's great.
All right. So more old apps, new tricks. Pandora has some new tricks.
Yes. Pandora's got a lot of new tricks. For one thing, they've got podcasts now, and we're in them.
They do.
Yes.
They really do have podcasts. So I stopped paying for Pandora a while ago, but I might go back. Right now I'm using the free version, and they have stories. Have you heard of the Pandora stories?
So
I'll tell you about them. This is
is that podcasts?
It's podcasts and playlists together.
Oh.
Like music and podcasts in one playlist, which I have always been doing that. I have to say I've been syncing my iPad with podcasts and playlists since the late 2000s, maybe the early 2000s.
So it's from the artists?
It's both. So you could have like a breakup playlist. So it has some podcasts.
And then you tell your story.
You can. The artists create it. You could.
I'm confused.
So it's created.
So the artists have to break up so like only Tay-Tay gets to make these?
Let me show you the John Legend story that's on my iPad. So we can listen to.
Hi, this is John Legend.
I want to play this. Okay. Well, we'll have to watch. Like I said,
Oh, you got to watch an ad. Would you please pay for Pandora?
Sure. I already pay for Apple Music, Spotify, and
I think this is the problem Pandora faces. For Pandora used to be fairly cheap, and you'd pay for the ad-free radio. But now they're adding so much, and they're trying to be like Apple Music. They have music playlists, and they have podcasts.
So let's start my reward.
Now you have to choose. You have to choose between...
This is John Legend, and today I'm going to share some of the stories behind my latest and greatest tracks, and I'll start with my brand new single, Preach, and go all the way back to the beginning.
So this is what... they're trying to make this be an exclusive, right?
Right.
So this is why you would want to pay for it.
So it's
or watch
like,
that
yeah,
ad, which... See, I don't think those ads work. Did you not avert your eyes from that ad?
Well, I think it was a Pandora ad, so... I mean, having
we don't know,
to
though,
watch
do
it,
we?
Yeah, no.
Because we were averting our eyes. Isn't that a weird thing? I don't know. Am I the only one who does that? But if there's banner ads on a page or if they force me to look at an ad in a game, a lot of times games do that, I'll look away. I don't want to play their silly game. I'll do that. Is that just me?
Well, don't look away from our ads. Do not look away.
Oh, I think our ads are so good that you can't look away.
Right, exactly. That's what I agree. So here's another playlist. Love songs that aren't really love songs. So here's another playlist. Oh, it's
some of our most cherished songs have all the ingredients for romance, but they contain an entirely different message. One that you may not want to represent your relationship at, say, your wedding.
She has a lot of expressiveness in her voice.
Mm-hmm. So then there's a bunch of songs there. And so, yeah, that's one new thing, new trick, the stories. I think it's interesting.
I think it's a pain.
Am I going to
I just want to hear the music.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care what John Legend or anybody else says about it.
Do you?
That's like a DJ.
Or like a DVD commentary.
Those I like. But what happens is you watch the movie, and then if you want to know more, you'll watch the commentary or the extras. Mm-hmm. That I don't mind, and I'm actually happy that Apple has started to put more of those in. I'm actually buying more movies in Apple just for that. But this is different. When you go to a music app, the whole point is less talk. Otherwise, you'd listen to the radio.
I guess, yeah, that's one.
Pandora, light rock, less talk.
Pandora has podcasts as well. So here we
are. That I'm happy about. I'm not complaining about that.
We're on iOS. iOS Today is on here. All of the TWiT podcasts
now,
are here.
They just do audio though, right? They don't do video.
Just audio. Yeah. So you can create collections. Tech News Weekly here too.
Nice.
So that I've collected
that. So you only listen to your shows, obviously.
No, I have the daily here.
Oh, on this network, you only listen to your shows.
Oh, on this network? No, that is not accurate.
That's okay. It's okay. No judgment.
No judgment. I spend Sunday evening, Monday morning, parts of Tuesday, Wednesday, and a little bit of Thursday listening to TWiT.
That's more than I do.
I can only take it in like 17-minute blocks.
I know. It's a lot of stuff.
It's exhausting. It's wonderful and educational, but...
That's going to be our new... slogan, TWiT. It's exhausting.
Okay, let me make sure
that's going to really raise the numbers. It's exhausting. How about the podcast you can't listen to in one sitting? Or the podcast that's too long, but you like it.
Well, it's like eating cupcakes. Cupcakes are exhausting. You can't eat all of them.
One cupcake, good. Two cupcakes, not so good. Three cupcakes, you wish you never saw cupcakes.
Okay, look at me, Kevin. I'm collecting This Week in Tech in my Pandora collection.
Okay. You don't have to. I'm just teasing you.
It's added to my collection.
You know what? There's never any pressure. Never any pressure to listen to any of our shows. It's a completely volitional thing. It's voluntary. Do whatever you want.
Okay, good.
Don't be exhausted. Be enervated. Oh, wait a minute, that's the same thing.
Yeah, I just can't take it all at once is what I'm saying.
Twit, you just can't take it all at once.
All right.
I like it.
I've really gotten into trouble. So let me help with my assistant. Hey, Siri.
Hey.
Okay, Google.
Now you're making Siri mad.
Okay. I don't want to talk to you. Google Assistant now has Siri shortcut capabilities.
Wait a minute. What?
I know. Here you go. The first result is from
Reddit. What?
Okay.
Explain to me. Okay. I don't understand that at all.
So I added Google Assistant to my Siri shortcuts.
Do you start by talking? I don't.
Okay, so here's my Google Assistant, and
I guess any app can be part of shortcuts.
Not any app, but so okay, Google, add okay, come back, add okay, Google to Siri. Tap below. And so I can add it to Siri.
Come on, Apple. We know you're not happy about this, but let's not just mess with us, huh? It is. It's adding it. No, that's what you could say.
Okay, shush, don't listen to me. Why is that microphone on? Here, let's shut this down. Shh. Hey, Siri. Okay, Google. What's the weather? Who is Leo Laporte?
That's not fair. You tapped it. That's not fair. I could do that. So wait a minute. So let me get this straight. You say, hey, Shlomo.
Yeah.
And then immediately afterwards, you say, okay, Guillermo.
Right.
And then you get the Guillermo page, but you don't talk to Guillermo. You have to press the button to get Guillermo listening.
Well, I didn't before. So I don't know if it's just a... You can make it say, you know, your Siri shortcuts, you can use any vocal cues. So.
This is actually what, you know, Microsoft did this. You could say, hey, what is Cortana's nickname? I can't remember.
Cortana.
No. I'm trying to use the phony names for all this. We got Shlomo Alyosha, which is Amazon's Echo. I got Guillermo for Google. But who is, I guess we never say Cortana. Let's make up a name. Cortado. Is that close enough? Okay. So you say, so now you say, hey, Cortado. Open Alyosha. And then Alyosha starts. This is way too confusing.
Let's try it
this
one
is like
more
a bad
time.
Russian
Here, show
novel.
My screen. We're going to do it one more time and it's going to work. Hey, Siri. Okay, Google.
Okay.
Hi. What's the weather? What's the weather?
It was listening.
What's the weather?
And Siri... It's sad. You know what happened? They stepped on each other because Siri started to say, okay, and then Google jumped in and said, no, shut up. I got it.
Okay.
And then Siri said, well, the heck with you.
And then what?
That's like a battle of the assistants.
And then she showed me some assistants.
Battling.
Or he.
Okay, I get it, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
Actually, Shortcuts is a good example of an application that always learns new tricks.
Right.
Sometimes just adding new apps to your iPhone or iPad will enable new tricks because those apps have to be written in such a way that they work with Siri shortcuts. But you should always check because Apple's also adding capabilities
right.
all the
so
time.
This
is a great thing, I think.
Yeah, the newest update. But I don't know why it's not working on the iPad. See? Okay.
You got that last time.
I know. It just stops. So is this Google Assistant?
Yeah.
Okay. Send a message. But it should let... I don't know.
That's Google Assistant.
Okay.
Saying it's... raining.
So that's it. Play the news. Okay.
You know what started all this?
With support from Oppenheimer Funds.
Sorry. Not the Oppenheimer funds. Pokemon Go started
okay,
all this.
Yeah, you
because,
go, you go.
As you know, our favorite game is always, they're always adding stuff to our favorite game. And here is, I wasn't going to get into it today, but I'll do it anyway.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here is the new feature, which is actually really cool. Pick your favorite, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Snortopolycus.
Okay, here you go, Snortopolycus. If I tap, this is actually going to be a giant one. We'll see if I can get him on the table. If I tap the camera icon, they just added this. And they added a kind of a fun new feature. So now I aim it at something flat.
Oh, yeah.
You see it's twinkling?
There's my
That means it's assessing the flatness. Mm-hmm. And you see that footprint? That means I can put him. Oh, I'm so close. I can't even get a shot of him. Let's see if I get farther and farther back. Oh, there he is,
but we can't see him.
There he is. He's on our table.
He's adorable.
He's giant.
Is he wearing leg warmers?
Yeah, he's kind of a funny little guy.
Okay.
If you tap him, he'll do stuff. But then the other thing is you can snap a picture of him, too, which I'll do right now.
Or just his legs.
Yeah, I think that's mostly what I got. And here's the fun thing. Yeah, all I got was his legs. He's so big. He's about 8 feet tall. I probably should have picked a smaller Pokemon. Yeah. So one of the things, it's kind of fun because what you're trying to do is not only get these great pictures, you know, here's a picture of a Bellsprout. She was on This Week in Tech, making it extra long this week. She just would not shut up. Mm-hmm. But one of the fun things is you're hoping in these pictures that you will be photobombed by a Smurgle.
All right.
So the Smurgle is a new Pokemon that you can't get in any other way.
Karsten somehow has all your photos.
He got photobombed. No, that's him. Oh. That's an Abra sitting by our recycling bin. They often do that. There's a Smurgle. Now, I've only had this happen once, and my app immediately crashed, so I wasn't able to capture the Smurgle. But Karsten, you got a Smurgle? Nice job, Karsten. So that is way too long to spend on this feature. Mm-hmm. But now you can do augmented reality images of your Pokemon in your world.
How do you feel about dark mode? Do you like the dark mode in your apps?
It depends on the app. Yeah, I do. And I think so, but I have a mixed feeling about it because one of the reasons dark mode is now everywhere is because Apple added dark mode to macOS and mm-hmm. Mojave. And I used it for a while. I didn't like it in my operating system. Mm-hmm. But apps on my phone, especially apps that I read at night, I really like dark mode. For instance, Reddit and Twitter, if you can go into dark mode, then you won't wake up your spouse when you're sneaking at night a quick look at your social media. So, yes, I do like dark mode for that use. And it doesn't hurt your eyes as much either, right? Here's Narwhal. This is the Reddit app that I use on iOS, which I really like. And it has a choice of light mode. In fact, you can just tap this. Mm-hmm. I think, it goes from light mode to dark mode.
Yeah.
And I really think that's easier on the eyes, especially on a phone.
Well, did you know that you can get it in Facebook Messenger now?
If I used Facebook Messenger, I might know that.
It's what I like about this. I only use Facebook Messenger if I have to. And what I realized was that nobody really uses it anymore, so I haven't been there in a while. But you can show mine because I checked all this. It's mostly just when I was trying to buy a bed for someone. You have to do a little trick. You have to send the moon emoji to someone.
Oh, you're kidding. And that puts it in dark mode?
Yes. And I've already done
That's
it.
That's funny.
So let
That's
me
clever.
Just send myself the moon emoji.
You know why there they do that? It's one of those affordances that the kids will share with one another. And I think they learned from Snapchat that sometimes making...
Those are apparently other GIFs that I sent to myself. I don't know why, but that's apparently the old studio, I guess.
So you haven't used this account in a while?
I haven't sent myself one in a while, no.
Oh, you could send yourself stuff. That's clever.
So let's go to the emoji keyboard, and it's this moon.
Which moon?
This
Any moon?
No, it has to be that.
It has to be the crescent moon?
Do you call that the crescent? Well, not that crescent moon. This crescent moon.
Oh.
Crescent moon without a face.
It's a full moon without a face with a crescent.
And let's hope that it... Does.
Or as they call it in France, the croissant moon.
Yeah, the croissant moon. And then, did you see?
Look, it's raining croissants.
Yes, you unlock the feature. And then you have to go into settings and turn on dark mode.
So I really feel like this is Facebook trying a little Snapchat ploy. Because remember, Snapchat was really hard to figure out. And I figured out, in my opinion, that it was one of the secrets to its success that teens would show each other. They'd be like, proud, I know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Show each other. And it was a way of spreading virally the app. So maybe that's what Facebook's doing. Because why else would they hide that?
Yeah, I don't know. I like raining moons, though.
There is an actual practical reason to have dark mode. It doesn't help you on your iPad. But if you have one of the newer iPhones with an OLED screen, dark mode actually uses less energy. When it's dark, it only on OLEDs. On LCDs, you have to light the whole screen anyway. Dark mode just means it's shuttered closed. But on a DirectView OLED screen, it means that fewer of those pixels are lit. And it actually significantly improves battery life. So use dark mode for sure. And I even use dark backgrounds on my iPhone because I want to save battery life. Again, it doesn't do it on LEDs like the iPhone XR or the iPad, but it does do it on the 10, 10S, and 10S Max.
Another secret. Another new
more secrets.
Signal.
Love Signal. Do they have a dark mode now?
No, they have a different new trick. Remember, dark mode is not what we're talking. We're talking about old apps.
I know, but that would be a nice trick because Signal bugs me because it doesn't
have
a
dark
mode.
No,
not that I know of. Signal is an encrypted messenger. It's actually the one that security gurus suggest if you really want to have private messages. They say, including Edward Snowden, he says, use Signal.
So their new feature is the note to self feature.
Oh.
So.
Like that messenger, you can send a message to yourself?
Right. And it's encrypted. So.
That's
all
you
have to
do
is either search note to self when you're in the conversation area, or you can even actually search for yourself. Like I put Megan and it's note to self.
Like, nice.
And then I can say this is a super secret encrypted note to myself, or don't. Tell Leo.
And no one can read that except you.
Told you.
Yeah. Right. That's really great.
So the note to self feature is a new feature in Signal. If you use, it's good if, like, I know a lot of reporters use Signal. If you got to add some notes.
From Open Whisper Systems, it's the only really truly encrypted. You know, Facebook Messenger will say we're encrypted. But Facebook can still read your messages. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to message somebody without anybody, and a lot of dissidents, people who live in countries where it's not safe sometimes to express your opinions, a lot of them use Signal. We hope Signal stays strong.
I do.
Stay strong, Signal.
Okay. I have one more. Mm-hmm. One more. I had some other buzz, but, you know, they're not as great as I remembered them. But this is... you can now, you know, Pocket Cast is my favorite.
That's the best.
My favorite
the best.
Podcast app. And now you can use it on your Amazon Echo.
What?
So, yes, which I love because you can listen to podcasts on your Amazon Echo through TuneIn. There was another, I think it was called AnyPod. That was an app that I found that you could
In most to. Cases, certainly for ours, you could just say, Alyosha. Listen to iOS Today podcast, right. And it'll play.
But as I told you, I enjoy my twit in pieces, and I don't like having to then fast forward to this place in twit where I was when I'm
you're
in the
right.
car
it always
listening
starts
to Pocket
at the beginning.
Cast.
Yeah.
So you can just, if what you're listening into the car, if you have a Pocket Cast account, then it will sync across all of your devices, including your Amazon
Echo. Oh, that's
Echo.
Really that's
so
really nice.
So now when I'm in, you know, moment 42 of Twit and I am like, it's just too much. It's too much knowledge. And I want to continue later when I'm folding laundry with my Amazon Echo, then I can just, you just have to enable it, connect your Pocket Cast account to your Amazon account, and then you've got it.
Would it help if we made Twit 15 minutes long? Would that make you feel better?
No, I like spreading it out throughout the week.
Okay. I'm sure you're not alone. There is, as long as we're talking podcasts, don't forget that Apple's own podcast app has recently added a feature that you can use, finally, use the Apple Watch with podcasts. We always used Pocket Cast because it had an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. But now if you use Apple Podcasts, there is an Apple Watch.
Well, you do have an old app, new trick.
Yes, that's my second. I can come up with more if you'd like.
Yeah, so you too could come up with more. I went through
There's
my
a lot.
Updates and you just go, I was like, oh, look at all that.
Oh, that was
and
easy.
I realized like that's where a lot of the articles you see, that's where they get that information. People just scroll through what's been updated in your apps.
Yeah.
So speaking of scrolling through, I don't know.
You have no way of getting to where we need to go. The list of
goatswearingclothes.com. That's my website.
What is it?
goatswearingclothes.com. And I got the URL
I always laugh at Hover. Yeah, I always laugh at that. Goats wearing clothes. Hover is the domain registrar we all use, and I really appreciate Hover because they make it very easy for you to get a custom domain name. So easy that I now have dozens. Many of us have hundreds. It's fun. It's not expensive. And Hover doesn't make you click through a whole bunch of pages just to get a domain name. They know you're there to get a domain name. They have more than 400 TLD extensions. You know what, that .com is an extension, .net, but they also have something like, .me is very popular, .me. That's often used for personal portfolios, personal websites. I think one of the reasons to get a domain name, and parents, you might want to consider this, I like to get a domain name for our kids, like abbylaporte.com. And I did that when they were very little because eventually, I think everybody needs to have a website. I'm a firm believer in that, or email at that name. And if you start them young, they can start putting stuff there right there then. And that way, Google search, when people search for their name, will find the best stuff, the stuff they've put up there. So abbylaporte.me would have been a good choice as well. Kind of, it's a signal. That's what we use those TLDs for. It's a signal to say, this is, you know, my site about this. I use .email now for my email, which is awesome. .ninja, I use that for all of my secret assassin work because, you know, I do that behind the scenes secretly. .pizza, I do that for whenever I want to overeat. Mm-hmm. So you can find many, many, 400. Why use a generic when you can use .republican or .democrat? Wear your heart on your sleeve and your thoughts on your domain name. .me is great for a resume too, by the way. You know, that's kind of, as a future employer, you know, you see the .me with your name, markfraunfelder.me, you know, this is his mm-hmm. about me page.
Goatswearingclothes.me, you would know.
I wouldn't do goatswearingclothes.me if
would
I were you.
Do goatswearingclothes.com
would be good.
.pizza.
Ooh. And actually, if you go to hover.com/twit, and I'll tell you why you'll want to do that in a second, and then just put in your name, your first name or your full name, and it will tell you all of the domain names you can get associated with your name. And it's kind of fun. I have many, many Leo and Laporte domains with like laporte.io. You know, my URL shortener is leo.ist. Leoist.
Oh,
get it?
Good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So the other thing that's really great about Hover is, besides the fact they don't try to upsell you, you know, it's just a very straightforward transaction, they have Hover Connect, which makes it incredibly easy for you to take your, for instance, WordPress.com blog and attach it to Hover or Squarespace or whatever you use for your website. Just a few simple clicks and you're set up. But they give you a full and I think very sweet DNS management. Hover is really awesome. And it's so important, if you ask me, to keep your domain name separate when you get a website from your hosting, because they aren't attached and they shouldn't go together. And whatever you do, if you go out and get a consultant to design a site for you, this is a trick a lot of consultants do. They say, oh, no, I'll register the domain for you. And then it's in their name and they got you for life, buddy. So do it yourself. Don't be intimidated. It's easy. If you go to hover.com/twit, you'll save an additional 10% off any of the domain extensions offered for the first year. And since we're going to celebrate .me, you want to become your own best advocate? The .me domains are on sale this month only at Hover for $9.99. Plus, if you go to hover.com/twit, you'll get 10% off that. So that's a pretty good deal. Hover.com/twit, 10% off your first purchase. And remember, it's a sale right now on .me extensions. Besides that, they have great customer support, no upsells, a very easy-to-use interface. It's just, you know, it's just a natural. That's where I do all my Hover. And we were talking on the weekend. Somebody said, should I have Hover do my email? And I said, I don't know if they do that. And I checked, and they do offer that. And in fact, they have a very good email service. If you don't want one of the biggies, you know, one of the, you know, the Googles of the world to host your email, Hover's a great choice for that, too. And you can get a nice domain name if you want. Hover.com/twit. Big savings right now on those .me domains.
We've got some stuff. You have some stuff. I have some stuff.
Much stuff.
Do you want me to? You want to talk about your
I
stuff?
I have
talk
the TV strap. First. This. I have to thank Rich. This is a really cute thing. It doesn't have anything to do with iOS. It maybe has to do with Apple TV though. If you ever watch, you know, ESPN or one of the sports networks, you know, they and we do this all the time. We, you know, like for the Super Bowl, we DVR'd it, and we had to go not look at Twitter, not look at Facebook, because you don't want to know the score ahead of time. And then the stupid sports channels put the score across the bottom, like the so. This is Dick DiBartolo found this. It was created by Rick. He says, I'm a retired communications network project manager, and I invented this, the TV jock strap, for my wife, and made it a product, hopefully to pay for my grandkids' college educations. So look for his Kickstarter campaign later this month. He's trying to raise money for national advertising. This is, I just love this idea. This is, you attach this to the bottom of your TV, and it's adjustable, so it works on any size TV, just to hide the ticker.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hide the ticker, so you don't ever see the scores. Isn't that a great idea?
I came up with a tagline for him. As not seen on TV.
Oh!
Get it?
I like it. The TV jockstrap, as not seen on TV. So, Rich, there's your plug. They do sell it now on Amazon for $20, but there is a Kickstarter coming soon. You can help support them. Isn't that, I think it's so clever. Hide the scores. Enjoy life with a TV jockstrap. Do you want me to do the other one? Because I got another
email.
Well,
I have one.
Go ahead.
Then, no, we're talking about stuff now. This isn't quite as classy as the TV jockstrap.
This is a stuff
but,
segment.
This is the Mujo case. You know, I'm always searching for a new case.
The bullet journal case?
Mujo.
Oh, Mujo.
M-U-J-J-O. Have you heard of them?
No.
So this is a wallet case, but
that's nice.
You know, the wallet case that I have been using, I love Nomad, but this is the wallet case that I have been using, and it's sort of bulky.
Oh, that's a trifold.
It's kind of bulky.
So here's the question I always ask with a wallet case. And as you know, I use the Apple Folio, which is kind of pricey at $99, but it does the one thing I really want a wallet case to do, which is charge with the case on.
Yeah, this, you mean charge wirelessly.
Yeah, wireless charging. Yeah. I love that. Mojo, I bet, won't because
it does.
It does?
It does, yes.
But your credit cards are where the wireless charging is.
Yeah, but it goes through them.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know what?
Depends what you put in there. If you put one of those metal credit cards, it probably wouldn't
work. Yeah, but if you just put money in there.
Now I know where you keep your money.
A good question. I'm going to have to come back next week and tell you whether it goes through the credit card. Because I guess you could, I mean, you probably want to take your credit cards out before you charge it anyway. So this is a Dutch company.
Less than Apple's, which is nice.
Yeah, it's about $52 depending on the exchange rate. It's around $52.
So that's not a folio, and that's the other thing I dislike about folio cases, like yours and like mine, is they get thick.
Yeah, it's hard to stick this in the back pocket. So I really like this. It has, you know, holes in all the right places, and it's nice and easy to get on and off, too. I like that. So Mujo.
M-U-J-O.
J-J-O.
Two J's.
M-U-J-J-O.
So that's actually not Mujo, but Mujo.
Mujo.
Yeah, say the J twice.
It's pronounced Mujo.
Mujo.
Mujo. okay. Now.
Mujo.
Okay, so I wanted. Have you heard of the Moment lenses?
I do. I love those. Did you get some?
I did.
Again, the drawback to the Moment is you need a special case to hold the lenses, but it turns an iPhone into a multi-lens device that's really cool. Look at that case.
Yeah, okay, so this
looks like a shaving case.
This case is from This Is Ground.
Oh, that's different.
I bought they sell their samples.
We love This Is Ground, as you
know. So when I got this, and it fits my Moment cases perfectly.
And a few pentons in there and wires.
Okay, so here are the two lenses that Moment sent me. This one is the Tele lens. You can open that one.
It's telephoto.
And then the other one is the
wide angle
lens.
So you can see on the construction how this works. It's on one side is a opening that's almost exactly the same size. In fact, I think probably is exactly the same size as the camera opening on your iPhone. But there's lens optics in here, and if I take the lens cap off, you'll see at the other end it's wide. It's like a telescope, right? If you look closely, you could probably see its magnification. So, and these are nice. They're made of metal. They're very solid. This is a 58 millimeter effective, or is not effective. I don't know. Should I put it on? I need a special case.
So they've paired with Nomad, which is the case maker that I really like to make these special leather cases. They come in black.
I am a fan of the Nomad cases.
Here,
let me release the iPhone. Which I always have difficulty doing. It's well and truly trapped. $49.95 that's the case.
The case.
Then remember the lenses you have to purchase, and they're about $100.
Let's take a look at those.
This is a nice. Let me show you the case, just so you can. see it. It looks like a regular case, but notice that the camera opening is kind of oddly notched, and that's so that you can slide this lens in. Now, this is kind of interesting. It looks like you can choose which lens you use. Mm-hmm. So you can go into the bottom lens. Do they make a recommendation for that? Because if you have a 10S, you have two lenses.
Then a 10S Max is different. So they have the cases for the 10S and the 10S Max. And it doesn't, I don't know which, I'm not sure which camera is which camera.
See, now if I go to the telephoto, it's black because the Momo is on top of it. So let's...
Momo?
That's what us who are friends of the moment call it.
They're $119, the lenses.
Yeah, that's about $100. So now I've got it. Telephoto, I must have done it wrong.
I noticed when I was trying
line it up. See that line? I did do it wrong.
I noticed that sometimes the
it's good.
Camera would stop as well. I'm planning on doing a full review of these on our show.
Hot
Hands on Tech.
I have a picture of my credit card. That's not really what I wanted.
There we go.
Do you have
the selfie camera on?
No, go ahead. Yeah. So the issue is I had it on show me. So if it's on the wrong lens, you see now it's kind of occluded by the moment. Mm-hmm. But if I go to the right lens, now it's going to be telephoto, and it really is telephoto. I mean, it's going way the heck out there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. So you get to decide. I guess that gives you even more flexibility with these lenses because you put them where you want them. Do you want me to? Do you have the wide angle? Do you have that available?
Yep. There's
all right,
the
let
wide
me put
angle.
The lens cap back
on. So that was
on.
The telephoto. Here's the wide angle.
And so I guess, and I'll look forward to your review because I guess they probably have a recommendation. I'm thinking you put the wide angle on the top lens because that's the iPhone's wide-ish lens. The problem with the iPhone is they're 28 millimeters and 50 something millimeters, which means it really isn't telephoto. It's just more zoomed in than it would. So I'm going to put this on the top one, which is a 28 millimeter, and then see what was. Then we'll see what we get. Now I'm going to press the now it's really wide. See, I can even get your whole head in the shot, which is that is a much more wide angle shot. I kind of like that.
To get more people.
Oh, making a movie. Let's not make a movie here. Look at that. That's pretty cool. And I can get in really close. This is one of the things I like about wide angles. I can get in really close and get those flattering wide angle shots.
Oh, that is beautiful. That is really
They're so attractive.
Nice.
So
my nose didn't even fit in that wide angle.
It was so well. I was pretty close.
Yeah.
So I like that. That's really neat. So it's not quite fisheye, but it's pretty wide. What do they say?
They do have a fisheye. Well,
yeah,
they
I think
have a
they
fish
do.
Eye too,
so they say this is 18 millimeters. That's the wide. That's pretty wide. And they say the tele lens is 58 millimeters. So it's not again not super tele, but it gives you a lot more flexibility. The problem is you do have to carry these around.
Yeah.
And they're fairly bulky and heavy.
And they
and you
they
need
a
special
case. And then there's a lens pen here as well.
Because they get fingerprinty.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can. I've been trying to take some photos with it, but it's been so rainy. But I did. I did take a few photos from the moment that it stopped raining. And
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Just a few photos. But expect a full review on Hands on Tech. Soon.
The moment.
And Nomad and Moment sent us these samples.
And the Nomad case is actually nice. That's actually a good thing because you can still have a nice case with wireless charging and everything and hold the moment, the Momo.
I know you really want to answer that question, but we have some news first.
Oh, let's do the news. That's fine. I don't need to answer the question.
Yeah, you do.
But I am gonna send this to you because I think it would make a...
Oh, yeah, please do.
A really good profile picture from now on.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
You really, I mean, this should be on all of
really
your social networks,
said that,
media. What's great is it could be that nose keeps on going. You don't really know.
You don't know.
It could be like another foot.
Exactly.
You could be like Pinocchio. All you know is it's pretty big to begin with, and then you don't know how much bigger it's going to get.
I really love my job.
It's good from a distance, too.
Okay, so last week, remember, we briefly talked about how there was the Google Home feature on, or the Apple Music feature on the Google Home app, and we suspected that means that meant that Apple Music,
yeah,
that was just a bug.
Google Apple said. Denied it.
Yeah. And Google denied it.
Or rather, Google denied it.
Google denied it.
Which is odd. That's not a bug when that happens. That's not a bug. A bug? Really? A bug?
Yeah, well, that's what they said. But, I mean, it could have been
that
they're planning
in
the future.
What kind of bug
would that be? Yeah, I don't know. Well, it was showing Apple Music with Google Play.
It was
Music
in the code.
Yeah, so someone just accidentally typed the code to
put
Apple Music show up there. Anyway, so
they actually, their response was more like, "We have nothing to say at this time" than anything else. So,
yeah. You want to take a look at the best photos taken with the iPhone?
I love this. So every year, Apple does this Shot for iPhone contest. And remember, they got a little heat because it didn't say explicitly that we'd buy the pictures. Mm-hmm. But of course, they bought the pictures. Many of these are professionals. And man, they're all beautiful. And what they had, Phil Schiller was one of the judges. Mm-hmm. He's an avid amateur photographer. They had professionals as well. And these images, I think one of the reasons they picked them, here's an example, this
That's
raccoon.
My favorite.
Isn't that great? Black and white shot, raccoon looking through a tree log. And the reason they picked this, and Phil Schiller even said this, is it demonstrates some of the capabilities of the iPhone. In this case, with HDR, they could get both the details in the log, which is presumably pretty dark, and then what would be much more brightly lit, you know, probably backlit, a raccoon, and make it with the HDR so that you could see all the detail. And it really is a gorgeous shot. So these were not merely great photography, but also showed off some of the features of the iPhone.
Also, you could defend
yourself against
the raccoon with your iPhone.
This looks like a painting almost. It's, of course, a reflection. My favorite is the next one, though, which is also a reflection. Nope, that's neat graphically. Keep going. There's more. This is my favorite. It's a heart shape. This is kind of hard to figure out unless you turn it upside down. It's a heart-shaped puddle, and a woman in the reflection of the heart-shaped puddle looks like she's the one walking. But if you turn it, you can rotate it, can't you, Kevin? Don't you have a button to? Oh, then the shot makes a little more sense. Oh. You see, the woman is actually at the top, and what we thought was the actual walker is in the reflection of the puddle, and that's not quite as cool as the way the photographer did it. But it just shows, A, great creativity and talent, but also how you can do such great work with an iPhone.
You really can. I mean, you just showed that off with that portrait of me that you just took.
Perfect. I should have. darn it. I'll submit it next year.
Yeah, please
Shot with iPhone.
Please do.
I think these are all shot with iPhone without moment lenses. These are just pure iPhone shots.
So you couldn't have gotten that beauty of my eyelid without the
No, you needed lens. The moment to really capture that moment.
Mac Rumors says Samsung is offering foldable displays to Apple and Google.
I think this comes from an Apple patent, which to me is not the best signal of what Apple intends. Remember, these companies are all patenting everything they think up, as much for defense as because they plan to actually do it. But yes, there was an Apple patent submitted with a foldable phone. Samsung's doing it. A lot of companies are doing it. I don't see Apple doing a foldable phone, but maybe. One of the things you learn from the patent is how tough it is for a foldable phone to survive.
Mm-hmm. And we have no more news about the March event. We don't know when it's going to be for sure. We think maybe March 25th, but we don't know.
Oh, speaking of patents, Scooter X reminds me. Remember our, I don't think we have one here. I got to bring it in. Our a sponsor that made this really incredible security camera that did 3D face recognition, had built-in time-of-flight LiDAR, some really nice technologies. Unfortunately, all those, and AI, all those technologies made it, I think, perhaps priced it out of the market at $300. Although I bought one and I've been using it, they've turned off the service, but we found out in December Apple bought all their patents, all their intellectual property. And I think that was actually a good move on Apple's part because there's some really cool stuff in there. Who knows? Maybe the next HomePod will have a security camera.
Hmm. We'll see. I want you to be able to answer that email. You're very excited. You've been checking your email and responding and everything. But first, I want to talk about our favorite headphones.
Oh, gosh, I love these. These are the Aftershocks. And, you know, I find myself, sometimes I'll go to bed and I'm still wearing them because they're so comfortable. And it's a great way to talk on the phone. Aftershocks are a unique patented headphone. They use bone conduction technology The headphones don't go, I should probably show you. They don't go inside your ear. They go outside your ear. And there's a real reason you might want to do that. For instance, if you're a runner or you're exercising out in public, you don't want to lose the ability to hear what's going on. So your ear is not covered up. The aftershocks sit on your temple outside your ear, and yet the sound is great. The bass is fantastic. The sound quality is very, very good. I listen to audiobooks all the time. It's also Bluetooth, and it also has a microphone, so it can be used to answer the phone. And from now, this is like my new way of doing phone calls. And because they're so comfortable, I have them on all the time. It's my new way to listen to audiobooks as well. They're sweat and moisture resistant, so you can run in them. I like this. Unlike the AirPods and other headphones that just sit in your ear, these have a titanium, very lightweight, very flexible titanium wraparound band. So it keeps it in position very nicely. You'll really enjoy crystal clear phone calls and music. Premium pitch guarantees a premium audio experience, wide dynamic range, rich bass. It's got wireless Bluetooth 4.1 connectivity, 6 hours of continuous music and calls on a single charge, 10-day standby time. And I'll vouch for that because I often just, I get in bed and I go, oh, I still have my aftershocks on. I'll take them off. Or a lot of times I'll listen in bed to a book, and then when I get sleepy, take them off. And I can go 3 days listening to a book without charging. They charge fast, about an hour and a half. You get a hassle-free 2-year warranty. Aftershocks are safer for driving. They're safer for outdoor activities because you can hear emergency vehicles. You can hear cars coming up behind you. I wear them when I'm biking. Again, same reason. You want to be able to hear traffic before it hits you. So wearing these is safe. I don't wear in-ear monitors when I'm out there in public. We've got a great little tech bundle for you. It includes the Trex Air, a pop socket for your phone, large portable storage case, and a portable power bank and travel tumbler. It has insulation, so you like get the whole aftershocks thing, and you're going to get $50 off. iostoday.aftershocks.com. iostoday.aftershocks.com. And aftershocks is spelled with a Z, so it's SHOKZ. Use the code iostoday at checkout for $50 off on that tech bundle. Offer valid in the U.S. only. I think you're going to really like these. I was skeptical, and now you and I both wear them all mm-hmm. the time. And it is now my absolute go-to for phone calls. iostoday.aftershocks.com. Use the code iostoday for $50 off that really nice Aftershocks tech bundle.
All right, so we got an email. You got an email from Tamar.
She was so cute. She said, LA. I'm a grandma, and I want to be with the hip kids. And what that means is I want to be able to watch your shows and be in our chat room. How can I do that on an iPad? She said, that's all I have is an iPad. So this is what I told Tamara. First of all, you need to download a free app called Pipifier, and it's on the App Store, P-I-P, picture-in-picture-a-fire, and it's open source. It works in Safari. It's a little complicated to get it working. That's the only negative. Fortunately, if you launch Pipifier, they give you a kind of a step-by-step, and I also have posted this, or I'm going to post this as a tip on the Tech Guy show. So I'll walk you through it so you can see it. It takes advantage of a really nice feature of Safari, which is the share menu. So I'm going to go to Safari, and I'm going to open YouTube, and there's our YouTube Live. And again, there's nothing you can do. But if you open the share sheet, that's the box with the upward pointing arrow. That's where you would share it to friends or family or whatever. Down on the bottom, you can add additional capabilities. So you tap more. And not that. I don't know why LastPass is launching. It knows we're going to its cocktail party tomorrow. That's why. I tapped LastPass, which has a similar three dot. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
See, not that three dot. That three dot at the very end. You type more. And you'll see there's actually, this is a great tip in general. Go through here because as you add apps, for instance, I added Pythonista. Now I can run a script from Safari as a share sheet. But you'll find Run Pipifier. Once you've installed it, you have to install it, and then it'll show up as a possible activity. You switch it on. It's off by default. Now you press Done, okay, and that will add Pipifier to this bottom list of capabilities. Think of it as like almost a services menu, right? So there's Pipifier. So watch this. I'm going to run Pipifier on this now. Capabilities. Oops, I don't want to make a sound, but I do want to... I can now pipify it. See over here? Pip. Oops. And there it is.
You pipified it.
Now, there it goes. Now it's reduced.
There it is.
And you can size this if you want. You know, if you want to see it a little bit better, you just use two fingers to size it and so forth. So for some reason, maybe I misunderstood it, but YouTube seems to have taken out the capability of pipifying from the browser or even from the app. But if you add pipify, it will. In fact, that's why they wrote pipify. Hmm. I think that's a nice feature. You can even use it if you want with other chat apps. I use, and I mentioned this before, Mutter, which is my favorite chat app, and this will still work in a corner. In fact, Mutter has a little bit more space for it to work. So here we are in chat, and I can have my chat with a video running at the same time. That's kind of cool.
And she definitely heard you talk about Mutter, because she said she has a new iPad and I could do a split screen and Mutter the two, but I don't know what that means. Mutter is the app.
Mutter, it was my app cap. So she must watch the show. Yeah, we use Mutter. I use Mutter as our IRC channel, but you can also use Safari to do it. So I'm not sure why Apple switched this. And we're not talking split view. Some people are like Beatmaster in the chat room said, well, you can watch Twitch and split view it. Yeah, but I think really for it, maybe that's another way to do it. And there, but I think what I really like to do is a picture-in-picture. You can make it any size you want, and then you have the full screen of chat. That just seems like a sensible way to do it. What's weird is it used to be there, and I don't understand why they took it out. But now with Pipify, it doesn't matter.
So we love getting videos from you, and Tony sent us a video. Tony sent us a video in the past, and you said he looked like a school principal, and you were a little bit scared of him. So that just want to lay that foundation before we play.
I want to point out, I was right.
He's not a school principal.
Oh.
But maybe he really is, and he even doesn't know it yet.
Watch this video. You tell me.
Leo and Ms. Megan, Principal Tony here. The question from the principal's office. I was looking at my iPhone the other day and checking the battery usage, and I saw this. And what the heck is that? No cell coverage. I mean, I understand what no cell coverage means, but what would cause it to show up using power from my battery? Does this mean that it's using more power to connect to Wi-Fi because there's no cell coverage in the area that I'm at? I'm a little bit confused. Maybe you can help me. Also, if you have 15 more seconds, Mr. Leo, I'm talking to you. I'm a little disappointed.
Oh boy!
That you canceled the new screensavers.
Yes, sir.
It was a nice part of my day watching the show.
Yes, sir.
On a Saturday
sorry.
Afternoon.
I know. I'm
from
sorry.
My Apple TV. I
yep.
didn't listen to it from a podcast. Watched it live. So be it. I guess I'll have to settle for another show and that you do. I think it's something you sit behind a desk and answer questions about computers. It's called like the check guy or
yeah, the check magnet,
I
think.
Or something like that. But okay, so be it. I'll take a look at it. Anyway, hope you guys are well. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so I thought he was admitting that he was a principal.
No,
he's just adopting the
right.
sobriquet.
So he was
Principal
so
Tony.
We always ask for videos, and then you often comment on the people videoing, which
it's what I do,
which is why we don't. But last time he was wearing
you
a tie.
You think that's why we don't get videos? People are like worried.
Maybe
I'll say something mean. He looks like, I'm sorry, I want to correct myself. Not the principal, the vice principal. You know, the one in charge of discipline. That's what he looks like.
So he was wearing a tie last time. He said, maybe I won't wear a tie this time, so Leo won't think I'm a principal. And I was like, oh no, wear the tie.
He looks great. Tony, I'm just giving you a hard time.
So, okay, do you know what that no cell coverage thing is?
So, and this is actually a very important thing to remember. When you're in a weak cell area or you can't get cell coverage, your iPhone works extra hard to try to reconnect. And so it's actually the case that you're going to get much worse battery life in weak cell areas or areas with no coverage as the iPhone spends battery trying to find a signal. So and Apple's actually acknowledging that by putting that, I'm glad they do, in the battery segment. This is the 3% of the battery use was us in an at some point you were in an area with no or weak signal and we had to work extra hard. So that is, it's absolutely the case that people who are in a strong cell area will have better battery life than people like us out here, us country mice out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that is. No cell. Ooh, whose is that? No cell coverage, 8%. That's when you start to worry. If it goes higher than your home screen percentage, which is usually the highest, then that really is depleting battery in a significant way. So That's something to pay attention to. Tony, you probably go places where, you know, you're just out of connection, or mm-hmm. even a weak connection will give you that. A weak connection is the worst, because it sometimes, I bet it doesn't ever give up trying to get that signal. It keeps trying and losing,
My battery used to drain so fast in San Francisco.
Oh, isn't that funny? Because, that's exactly the opposite, I would
say. Well,
think.
Or maybe because it was all the buildings. Oh, because like you'd get bad. Yeah. I don't know.
Depends on your carrier, right?
Yeah, that was Sprint. Yeah.
Oh, you were Sprint. Okay, yeah. Never mind. Enough said.
I've given up Sprint.
Sprint in San Francisco is terrible. And that's exactly why. Yeah, mm-hmm. if you had AT&T, Verizon, or even T-Mobile in San Francisco where there's strong coverage, mm-hmm. you'd get better battery life. Because you had weaker coverage, you got worse battery mm-hmm. life.
Shall we talk about our Aura rings?
We love our rings. Mm-hmm. You probably noticed we wear these all the time now. Aura is was a really cool story. Kevin Rose was on Triangulation, and I noticed he was wearing this pretty ring. I said, "What's that?" He said, "Oh, it's my Aura." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Oura, my Aura. It's an activity tracker and a sleep tracker." Oh, he said, "Yeah, I'm consulting with them. They're really neat." And he said, "Would you like me to get you one?" And I said, "Yes." Harpreet came on the new Screensavers, explained how this worked, and I was blown away. I said, "We've got to tell the world about this. I want you to buy some advertising." And he did. First of all, it's very light. It's titanium. By the way, it means not only it's light, it's tough. It is a diamond hard carbon coating on top of lightweight titanium that makes it light, but also super strong. Hypoallergenic. It's not going to bother your finger. And see the sensors in here? The thing that makes the Aura ring unique and fantastic, it has more sensors than anything else. So it's got an infrared optical pulse measurement in here. And measuring, now, of course, there's pulse measurement in an Apple Watch, but it's not nearly as good on a wrist as it is on a finger, because you've got veins going through the side of your fingers, and it's much more accurate. So you're going to get the best heart rate information. And that's more than just heart rate. It's also something really important, which is heart rate variability. That is, I had never heard of that, but it's a statistic that's very important. Heart rate variability contributes to your readiness. And you'll get a readiness score every day from Aura. Oh, that was a good day. 80. Ooh, 91.
You were really ready.
I was really ready in 91. So if I tap it, by the way, one of the nice things about it is you can get all sorts of additional information from the Aura ring. Also, body temperature. It measures that very accurately. And that's important, too, because your body temperature will start to elevate. In fact, I can show you over 30 days my body temperature. This is a really great indicator of overall health. And when you combine it all, you get this readiness score. And I use the readiness score to kind of tell me how hard I should work out, whether I should take care of myself. Maybe I need a nap because of my sleep. Here's the sleep score, sleep balance optimal. Activity balance optimal. I had good activity. That it keeps track of your activity, of course. Absolutely. It's got, I should mention all the sensors in here. So not only is it measuring your heart rate with its optical pulse measurement, but it also has a 3D accelerometer, a gyroscope, and as I mentioned, the body temperature. And it can, because it's a ring, it's easy to wear at night. I wear it every night. That's where you'll get your resting heart rate. You'll get your body temperature. All of this information is really valuable. You get bedtime guidance, sleep quality measurements. You get to track your sleep stages, your trends over a period of time.
You get to prove what a better sleeper you are. Look at my sleep. Look at that. Look at
what'd you get?
I got
look at
86.
That. I have never, ever.
Deep sleep, 59 minutes. I am so much better at sleeping than you.
I never, ever have that high a score.
Optimal.
What's
timing?
Yours, John? That's 32. More like mine. John got a 32 last night.
Look
see
at all that red.
Now, honestly, you probably in your body you feel like you only got a little bit of sleep, and you probably feel well rested. But it's good to go know what the factors are, and you'll also get insights. Like it'll say, you know, I noticed that on days that you exercise, you sleep better. Things mm-hmm. like that. You can take notes. It's the daily feedback helps you understand your body, improve your health, reach your goals.
Compete with your boss.
I love the readiness insights because it. I know when I should work out hard. For instance, and when I shouldn't. You get steps, of course, you get calories. It also connects to Apple Health. So because I use my Apple Watch to record workouts, that goes right into the Aura. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. They have a variety of shapes. We have what's called the balance shape, which has a little flat part on it, but there's also a perfectly round heritage shape. Silver, black, stealth, and diamond. $299 for the silver or black, $399 for the stealth. There is a diamond version. This would be a great, wouldn't that be a cool engagement ring? Mm-hmm. $999 for the Aura Smart Ring Diamond. The battery lasts a long time, about a week. Charges really fast wirelessly. In fact, I'll show you the charger, which I have on my dresser because it makes it very easy for me to charge it. It comes here in the box. And can I just pull this out? Yeah, I think I can. So the charger connects to a USB cable. You just put the ring on the charger. And what I do is instead of charging it once a week, I will charge it when I take a shower for a few minutes every day. It always stays charged that way. It is really awesome.
It'll also tell you when it needs to be charged, too.
So yeah.
It'll remind you.
The app will tell you. There's an app for iOS and Android. It gets updated all the time. And by the way, I get frequent firmware updates as well for the Aura, which is pretty cool. You got to just check it out. It's the best way to make the most of your day. Now, bad news. After I sold you on all this, if you order now, you'll get it in May. They are incredibly sold out, as they should be. This thing is amazing. So, get right now to AuraRing.com, O-U-R-A-R-I-N-G, AuraRing.com, and use the code TWIT at checkout. You'll get $50 off your purchase. And if you order now, you'll get it by May. And it's a great gift for Mom's Day or graduate. AuraRing, O-U-R-A, AuraRing.com. Use the offer code TWIT at checkout for $50 off your purchase. But don't put it off. There's Kevin. This is the best fitness device I've ever had. AuraRing.com. And we thank him so much for keeping us healthier and supporting iOS today. I have the perfect app cap. As do you. Wait a minute. There seems to be a size disparity here.
Yeah, this doesn't fit my head.
You think it fits mine? Guadalajara. Yours is Cozumel.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is from that famous Mexican town of Chili's.
Chevy's. I don't know where yours is from.
Yeah,
Chevy's. Why is it perfect? Are we going to Mexico? Or are we?
We're going down under to find the best apps you've ever seen.
Yes, it's app cap time. As I mentioned earlier in the show.
Don't they wear these in Australia?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know that they wear these anywhere, but okay.
I've seen mariachi bands wearing those.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the apps we've been using this week, or the apps we like. And yeah, hopefully you can take me seriously because this is a great app. It's called Woebot, Woebot.
Oh, give me that moment wide angle lens. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What is Woebot?
Woebot is a robot therapist.
Oh.
So Woebot.
Is it good?
Yeah, I like it. It's free. And
clearly.
It was developed by a doctor. So, okay. So I've met Woebot. I've been using Woebot for a while on my iPhone in a different account.
Oh, it's even cute. Friend.
Yeah, like that's Woebot. When you start, you have to agree that everything is, everything's private, stored securely. They'll check in daily with you. Anonymized group data makes Woebot better, so there will be some data. So, okay, great. Let's get started. And I could say, yay, or okay, Woebot. I'll say yay because I'm excited. And then Woebot will say, every day I'll check in with you. Speaking of, how are you feeling right now? I'm feeling pretty happy, actually, so I'll say happy. And Woebot says, got it, Megan. You just completed your first check-in. Oh, my what? My what? As I get to know you better through these daily check-ins, we'll work together to uncover patterns in your mood. Cool.
Oh, that's neat.
So the more days you check in, the more you'll learn about yourself. So,
and the more Woebot learns about you.
Right. Your check-ins.
Who is Woebot?
Woebot is an online therapist.
Yeah, but I mean.
But who's the company?
Yeah,
it's developed by doctors.
As long as it's not Facebook, I don't care.
It's not Facebook. Okay.
It's developed actually by a psychotherapist.
Yes.
Wow. I like this idea.
I do. And it works with cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT.
CBT is very good for certain things.
So it will ask you, what are you feeling? And maybe I'll write down, I think Leo hates me. And then, oh, why do you think that? I'm like, well, he took that unflattering picture of me and then he posted it, you know, and then
everywhere.
Posted it on the web. And it's like, yeah. Maybe he'll say, well, maybe he thought that you thought that was funny. Like he was just trying to make
a joke. Does
it
actually say insightful stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it does.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so, and it gets better. So let's say how.
I should do this because I need therapy.
I'll have a new story for you every day that shares practical skills for your well-being. Like what? For example, we'll soon talk about how thoughts, feelings, and behaviors all lead to each other and how research shows that we can use that to feel better in our daily lives. Can't wait. Okay, I've got months of stories ahead for you, all crafted for you by experts and grounded in research. Cool.
How's Wobot spelled?
W-O-E-B-O-T.
Oh, like you've got woes.
Whoa, yeah.
Whoa.
But if you're not feeling great, I've got dozens of tried and tested tools from the clinic to make you feel better.
Is it free?
It is free.
Wow. It just CBT and DBT.
What's DBT?
Dumb behavioral therapy. No, I don't. I don't know what it is. CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yes.
I used to know what DBT was, but I don't remember.
I've definitely practiced CBT with therapists that I've used in the past.
It's very
effective.
It's been
helpful.
Yeah.
It's not the only kind of therapy, but it is helpful because I do a lot of like black and white thinking and all or nothing thinking and, oh, everything's terrible. And if you actually spend some time, is everything terrible? Does Leo really hate me? So what if he hates me? What's the big deal?
This is an interesting category because it really, therapy is, a lot of people who could get a lot of value from therapy, won't do it either because it's very expensive or because it's embarrassing. Look at Tony Soprano. He could have used Wobot.
I don't know that it's embarrassing. Sure, it still is embarrassing.
Now, a lot of people, there's a stigma. Oh, right. I don't want to see a shrink.
Sure.
You know, nothing wrong with me.
Or, I don't know why they're, you know, I
there shouldn't there be a stigma. I agree. But, you know, there is. And so this might be a way for people to get that kind of.
Or cost. I mean, you said cost, but also time. Like, who has the time?
I'm concerned that I don't know how, if it's as effective as a real human. In fact, I'm sure it's not.
And they said it's not as effective as a real human. And if, you know, it has certain triggers in there. Like if you say suicide, it's going to, you know.
It's going to call the police immediately.
It won't call the police, but it will. Like, you can type in SOS and they'll give you the
number.
They're
legally required if you do show indicators that you're suicidal. Mm-hmm. They're legally required to report. So I'm sure a therapist certainly are.
So then you can see, if you show my screen now, you can see like it will show your mood over time. So like I said, I've been using this with a different account because I didn't want to share you my specific fears.
Rats.
But mine has a little chart of my mood over time. And it'll ask you like, what are you doing now?
You've used a real human therapist and you've used this. Do you feel like it is valuable?
I feel like it is of value in the moment, right?
Right.
Like, but not for a long term. But like, if you're feeling really like, ugh, everything is horrible.
You can kind of dump it out into there.
And then it does, like, gratitude practice, you know, which
that's
people
good.
Say is woo-woo. But it's like, it'll say, think about one thing that was great over the last 24 hours. And then, about another and another? And that stuff is proven. So in the moment, for long term, like, I don't think it's better than a therapist. But if you don't have the money for a therapist and you don't have the time or if there is a stigma, this is great. It's private. It's free.
It's a Wobot just for you.
So,
And they answer some of these questions on the site.
Yeah.
W-O-E-B-O-T.
Wobot.
Wobot. So, you know, for my AppCap, we've talked before about Halide, which is a really, really great and I think well worth buying camera app for your iPhone. One of the things that the folks who did Halide really got into, the low-level system that Apple uses to get great images. Halide is one of the few third-party apps that will give you access to, for instance, the 3D rendering that comes from the front-facing camera, things like that. So it's a very powerful program. One of the things that came out of all this research and understanding is a better understanding of how to do very low-light photography. Mm-hmm. And they've released a new app for that called Spectre. So Spectre does some of the things. It actually could be used. There's Halide. It can be used. It's the same site. And Spectre is their brand new one. It could be used not just in the dark. In fact, it's really best. Well, here's an example. A picture of a bridge normally full of traffic. But go ahead and slide the slider. You'll see this photo was taken when there were lots of cars on the bridge. But that's one of the things, time-lapse photography, not time-lapse. What do you call it when you take a long exposure? Long exposure.
Long exposure photography. I believe that's what it's called.
We'll get rid of people because it only, really shows the stuff that's there a long time. You could use this to get pictures of the stars. It will take hundreds of images over a long period of time. You can get traffic. You know, one of the fun things to do with long exposure photography is get traffic lights. Look at the Golden Gate Bridge. And you see how the water looks soft like that? These are the kinds of techniques professionals and serious photographers often use with regular cameras that are very hard to do with the iPhone. You have some settings here. It has, by the way, a built-in stabilizer, and it even show you, see, this is the stabilizer when you're jiggling. So it helps you. You don't have to use a tripod, although it does have a tripod sensor. And when it's on a tripod, it will do an even better job. It will show you, this guide is really great. It'll show you all the things you can do. Take a shot in a crowded place and make people disappear. Turn a highway into a dazzling river of light. Get soft water in a waterfall. So those are some of the things we were talking about. Spectre is not the only camera you're going to want to use. It is a great camera to have in your collection. You can turn up the amount of time you spend in the exposure. It takes hundreds of images. It's doing some really smart stuff. We can also say, do we want light trails on or off? So if you know you're going to do that traffic stuff, it'll intentionally shoot for light trails. Or if you don't want light trails, it'll turn it off. This is really fun. I would check it out. Spectre. Right now it's on sale. It's not very expensive. I can't remember what it was.
$299.
I think they're going to charge more later, but I wanted you to know about it because it just came out from the Halide folks, and it's probably a good idea to jump on this. Everything that they've created, I think, is really valuable. I guess it's not going to be that valuable
if I move around
for a portrait. Oh, yeah. If you move around, it gets really interesting because I've set this to a 9-second exposure. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Get ready for the weirdest.
Is it better than the last
one? The weirdest picture of Megan you ever saw. Well, it's...
that's great. I love it.
It's softer.
Yeah.
Certainly fun to play with. I think this is a better picture of Megan. I'm just going to go back to that for fun. This is kind of cool, too. You can watch it happen over time. So let me go back to this, and I'll press this button. Watch. You can see her slowly blurring herself out.
Oh.
Yeah. Really fun. Spectre. Yeah.
I'm getting it.
Yeah. Yeah. You should just have it for a couple of bucks. You should absolutely have it. And I have used this technique because a lot of times when you go to places, I went to the pyramids in Egypt and you go there and there's just people everywhere and you want to just get a picture of the pyramids. This technique is a great technique. It used to be you'd have to have a fancy camera that could do, 5-second exposures or longer. You needed a tripod. This is handheld. It works with the iPhone camera, and it does a great job. Spectre.
Do you ever worry that people take us less seriously when we're talking about these apps because we're wearing funny hats?
I don't worry about it. I celebrate it.
Okay. Good.
Are you trying to get rid of the app cap?
No. I think it's the best part of the show.
Yeah. We could do the app stash. Where you wear a little mustache.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Different mustaches every week.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Maybe not.
All right. If you have great ideas like that, megan@twit.tv, email me. I love to hear them.
You can also join us doing the live broadcast, which shifts a little bit from time to time. It's supposedly Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. That would be 1700 UTC. Actually, sometimes Leo's late, and it's a little later. But you know what? Get your cup of coffee, sit down, relax, watch whatever's going on, and join us as we go live sometime between 9 and 10 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. That stream, audio or video, is twit.tv/live. You can also join us in the chat room, irc.twit.tv. And now you know how to do a picture-in-picture. You can do both at the same time on your iPad. If you don't want to watch live on-demand versions of everything we do are available wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, twit.tv/iOS for this show. And, of course, we're on Pandora, as we mentioned. That's brand new. Spotify, Slacker, Stitcher.
We're on Stacker. Whatever that is, we're on it.
Slacker and Stitcher. I call them Stature. Stacker and Slitcher. You know what we're on. I think I'm going to downgrade my sleep here. This is definitely not working. We're on Slacker and Stitcher. We're on Pocket Casts, Overcast, Apple's Podcast, Google's Podcast. I can go on and on, but I don't need to because if you just go to twit.tv/iOS, you'll find the whole list. Thank you for watching and subscribing. Really, Megan doesn't, I don't hate Megan. She doesn't hate me, and no. I'm not as mean to her as I seem. Right? Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today.